The last group of songs is from a very close friend of mine who's no longer with us. I haven't yet been able to bring myself to put his dates in as born and died. I didn't put dates in for John and Benton. I found that when you put the name of a living composer and B19 whatever, dash, Benton always says, oh, it looks like they're waiting for me to die. Hubbard Miller, I met him in Seattle when I started my career with Seattle Opera Company as a resident artist. One of my assignments was to do all the outreach programming to the schools and the nursing homes and hospitals and businesses. And another resident artist, a baritone, toured with me, and Hubbard Miller wrote music for the shows that we did. And we became very good friends and musical comrades of the first order. Hub grew up in eastern Oregon in country that's not very different from Austin, Texas, actually, ranch country. And he never quit wearing his cowboy boots or his hiking boots, his jeans, his flannel shirt, and his hair in a ponytail. And so he was very noticeable, even in Seattle, where casual dress is quite the norm. He used to ride the No. 4 bus from Queen Anne Hill down to the Opera House to his job. He was in charge of all of our concerts in the community. And one day, a little lady on the bus peered at him. He was writing on manuscript paper and said, oh, are you a composer? He said, yes, I am. She said, well, there's a poem I've always loved. I've always thought it would make a lovely song. And so she told it to him, and it's Dandelions, the first of the three songs we're singing. And so he loved the poem, went right home, and out came the song. And he got back on the bus many, many times to look for her. I read it all different times of the day, talked to the bus driver all different times of the week, never did see her again. So we always dedicate this song to the little lady on the No. 4 bus. The next two songs are just very typical of Hubbard's compositional style. He was not ashamed to write very unabashed, sentimental, countrified, but beautifully crafted art song in a time when it was not popular to do so. And I'm anxious for you to get to know him.